Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Coach Fontaine calls, plus Have a Catch and Stupid World Records. They're all coming up right after this.
My eyes are tired, my legs asleep, my nose is in a coma, my forehead's on siesta, like down in Mexico. My wrists, why, they have hit the hay. My thighs are tranquilized. But still, oh God, still you go on talking.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie Griswold at the National Weather Desk.
Bright skies, Bismarck, Chick.
There you go. I'm Chick McGee at the Sports Desk. Bismarck, always cream-filled. Here's Tom.
Oh, very, very, very nice. Thank you very much.
Shouldn't that be their slogan? Unsinkable Bismarck.
Yeah. Should be the slogan of that new game.
Right?
Oh, Greenville.
We were dipping our toes into the world of sports.
Yes, we were. Is that correct? We were talking about Dante Bichette. What weren't we? He's a baseball player.
It was Bo Bichette.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
You know, he hit a guy in the stands. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, Bichette hit the fan. Yeah.
Oh, that's such a shame. Yeah,
really Dante funny. Must be his dad. There was a Dante Bichette.
Poor fan. Well,
wasn't there almost an incident with the Yankees in which a fan just about got pulled out of the bleachers?
I saw that.
Well, the fans weren't, throwing garbage the other day and...
common courtesy. We've lost.
Well, it's a little more difficult in many stadiums to get access to the fans and the bleachers because of the height of the wall. But
what's his name? Some guy from the Guardians climbed the wall.
Yeah.
He was like an inch away from the guy who was throwing stuff.
And good for him.
Yeah.
He should have done that. I agree.
Let's see here. This is from Brian. Dear Tom. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, Coach Ralph Fontaine.
Coach.
Kids call me Coach, sometimes Skip, and Vampire, because I bring the bats. You understand that?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Skip.
Oh, yeah.
Leave Oliver Tom saying he uses the phrase, have a catch.
Yes.
I tell my kids, ever hear you say, can we have a catch? I say, sure. You can do it out in the right field of the parking lot along with the other kids that can't play. You understand?
Well, it's what Kevin Costner says in the movie Field of Dreams.
Well, same applies for all kids named Trevor, Aiden, and Tristan. It just happened last week. Tom had a parent approach the dugout. She said, Coach Ralph, when's Aiden going to play? I said, depends on when the French horn gets here. You understand that?
Yeah.
Next time you approach my dugout, Connie Lake, I'll have you tased. Now cut the cord and get back to the bleachers. You know, most kids that say have a catch couldn't catch chicken pox. Give me a kid with a good baseball name like Bo Bichette, Mike Trout, or my all-time favorite, Billy Haynes. Billy Haynes wasn't bigger than you. Billy Haynes wasn't faster than you.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Billy Haynes would beat you. Only kid I ever coached to charge a mound during batting practice. sure, he's serving 6-10 now for assault, but that's baseball. You give me 5 Billy Haynes, 4 Chick McGee's, and no kids will say have a catch. I'll win you a damn semi.
Thank you, Skip.
Thank you, Coach. See, I'm telling you, I'd never heard that.
Have a catch is used in the movie.
This is from Terry.
Field of Dreams.
Christy, you are absolutely correct. Tom is a, I can't even say that.
Here's the thing.
You ask someone to go outside and play catch.
I think Tom, in order to act like a normal human being, takes phrases like have a catch from movies he's seen and incorporates that into everyday speech.
Like an alien learning to be a human.
That's exactly, like
that's exactly right. Yesterday,
exactly right.
My 9-year-old, she had a brand new softball.
She said, let's go have a catch.
Let's go have a catch.
Well, she'd heard it from you.
I said it the other day. My neighbor and his son were, I go, yo, you guys having a catch?
That's the phrase. And it's,
did you say that when you were a kid? Did you go over to your buddy's house and go, hey, let's go outside and have a catch?
No, Christy, you're right. I would always say play catch.
Yeah.
But I've heard Many people say have a catch, and so I used it somewhat.
I was just trying to say what a sweet moment it was. You know, with my little girl.
When you were a kid, didn't you run outside in your little satin bow tie?
Hardly.
And your knee pants and your buckled shoes.
Running.
I say, next door neighbor, shall like, we have a catch?
You look like Angus Young.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, that was me.
I can't play long. I have to be inside to have my portrait changing.
Crying, running home. Mom.
Yeah, that
the
was
kids
it.
From across the street stole my boat.
Do you have a moment for some merriment?
Look, Mr. Davalio signed my mitt. I think he's a foreigner.
Isn't that something? He's new money. Dear Tom,
yes.
I know you won't go to a gas station that has a fueler truck at it, or a bank with an armored car, or a restaurant with fat people. I haven't heard the restaurant part. My question is, if you're already there, do you immediately sense danger and quickly leave, or do you finish what you're doing?
So you're in line at the bank. You see the Brinks truck pull up.
Oh, boy.
So you just go get in the car? Or?
Yeah, you leave.
Really?
I mean, you never hear about a bystander getting shot when there wasn't the guys unloading all the money there, you see. And I've also been told that when they're filling the tanks at the gas station, it disturbs the sediment in the bottom and you get poor gas. I don't know if that's true, but I'll choose to believe that.
Some sort of vapor.
Yeah, who knows?
If you get shot, it's not going to be as a bystander. If you get shot, you earned it, I think.
It's going to be someone you know. Maybe someone you work with. Right, Josh?
No, I would never shoot.
No!
Slow torture.
NBA news, Ja Morant, or as I pronounce him, Ja Morant, has been named the MIP, Tom. He got the MIP, the most improved player.
Oh, that's a good award.
Grizzlies guard, rookie of the year 2020, and now has his second major award in three seasons. And
how does he spell his first name?
J-A.
J-A.
Ja.
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 Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Who's ready for horse news?
Me!
Me! We're close to derby time.
A New Zealand horse trainer and her horse have been banned from racing after they both...
made love to each other?
...tested positive for meth.
Oh.
Meth?
The horse, too?
They both tested positive
for meth. Oh, my gosh. That's a horrible story.
According to the New Zealand Herald, you know, they're out there by themselves. New Zealand's kind of their own
country,
man.
What are they doing?
The horse named B Flexi, that's capital B-E, mm-hmm. new word, capital F-L-E-X-I, B Flexi, was tested after winning a race back in January. After results showed meth in its system, trainer Rochelle Lockett also tested positive for the Class A controlled drug.
Man.
The 50-year-old lady did not offer an explanation as to how the meth got into her horse's system, but she did admit taking the drug herself.
Uh-oh.
And then kissing
weird.
The horse on the mouth.
Oh, there you go.
No wonder they're fast. They're both chasing the dragon, as they say.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's what they
say. Chasing the dragon?
Once again, some sort of phrase he learned from a movie.
That's a interesting about. She used to say to the jockey, get off your high horse.
I will fall out of that away. He's having a good time.
Would meth make a horse? I don't know. Is that... would that make a horse faster? Just nuts.
Well, I don't know. It's a circulatory system.
Makes their teeth fall out.
I was going to say, don't look. They always say, don't look a meth horse in the mouth.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you won't like what you see.
Do you know what that phrase means, Christy?
What?
No, seriously.
Don't look.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
I do not.
Well, that's how you see if a horse is healthy. It's one of the ways. You look at the mouth, and so if someone's giving you a free horse, you don't go, wait a second, I want to check this horse out for
right.
Take this free horse
gotcha.
Off your hands.
Okay.
Makes sense.
But actually, you say, hey, wait a minute, you're paying taxes on this?
Well, I think it's nice to see someone actually parties with their horses like back in the old days.
Yeah, that's got to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm not endorsing it, but that has to be a good time getting loose with the horse.
What a weird story.
Weird.
I rode a horse one time and it kicked me in the leg.
It did?
Never ride another horse.
I bet that hurt.
Oh, God. It swelled up. It was like all these colors. It hurt so bad.
Was it in a horseshoe shape?
Screw horses. No, a little bit.
What'd you do?
To hell with horses.
This horse,
I don't know.
This horse was so methed out, it was selling its shoes in the street.
Oh, that is sad.
That's sad.
You go through these neighborhoods, you see the horseshoes up on the power lines. You've seen this.
That's what they're selling them back.
Yeah.
The horse's name was Biflexi. What was it?
Biflexi.
They should have named it something a little more appropriate.
Like?
Don't meth with me. No?
Do the meth around.
Just say yes. How about that?
Pat, don't you have a
I like do the meth around a lot.
Don't you have a horse song, Pat?
I think I have a Christie getting hit by a horse song from
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. No, we don't need to.
What happened
that.
Again, Christie?
I was at a...
Oh, wait a minute. Stand by. For pretentious proclamations.
I was at a polo match.
Who was it?
And I have friends in from out of town.
Sure.
And I was showing off.
You know, from the Hamptons?
No, they were from California.
California.
Oh, please. From the Springs.
From Beverly Hills.
Yeah. And we had probably been imbibing in a little Chardonnay during the day.
Yeah.
And the polo match was over. The horses were coming by. And as they do, they, you know, greet the crowd. And I was face to face with this horse.
Oh, boy.
And a dog, because dogs are welcome at the polo field. But this particular dog decided to run across the field right in front of us. Just at the time when I decided to give the horse a little kiss on his mouth. Not on his mouth, but
on his mouth.
On his nose.
Could have been worse. Just let her keep going.
On his nose. He reared up.
So I decided at that point to reach underneath him.
Yeah, okay. Could we grab a hold?
Reared up his face and he hit me in the face.
Okay. Yeah. And you have a song about that?
Yeah, you blame the dog. Huh?
Christy, what was the name of the horse?
Well, I don't think the dog
Sandia.
Was. I don't think the Christy dog was purebred.
Oh. Yeah.
What was the name of the horse?
The name of the horse?
It didn't have a name.
Oh, it didn't have a name. That's right. Me.
Christy went to a polo party with the polo ponies all around. There was wine and cheese and White Claw, and a DJ was spinning new sounds. Christy had a few Tito's, feeling no pain, getting buzzed. She went to nozzle a cute little horsey, but he wasn't feeling it just because. She got butted at a party by a horse with no name, and now her eye is black and inflamed. At the party, she can't remember no names. There ain't no pills for to give you no pain. Everyone, la, 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 la. One more time.
Learned a big lesson.
I'm sorry. How great is that song?
Wonderful.
We
don't
all still house. Know it.
Don't nuzzle horses.
Faulkner-esque lyrics, I would argue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, polo season's about to start. I'm
testament of life.
Yeah.
Who's not going to miss that? Okay. What else is going on in sports?
Well, we're up to
stupid world record.
Ms. Kane Tanaka. The world's oldest living person has died.
Oh, no.
See ya, bitch.
What'd you say?
See ya, bitch, I believe.
Jesus. How old was Ms. Tanaka?
Born on January 2nd, 1903. I don't think we have anyone alive anymore that was born in the 1800s.
I don't think so.
She remembered World War One.
She was like...
Yeah, she would have been a kid, but yeah.
In her teens.
I don't know if she remembered
World War II. Also,
she lived through it.
Well, I know she's, where was she from, does it say?
I'm getting to it, Tom.
Sorry.
Perhaps you're reading along. Maybe you could share that.
No, I'm not. I don't know. I'm trying to find the story.
She was born on January 2nd, 1903, died on April 19th at the age of 119.
Oh, God!
Following Tanaka's passing, the record authority...
I can
authority,
guess where she didn't live.
Guinness...
yeah, you're right.
I did
right.
keep going.
Because she lived.
Yeah.
Sister Andre of France has been confirmed as the world's oldest living person. She is 118 years and 73 days old.
Did you see the picture of her, Christine?
I did not.
Yeah, they call her Sister Andre. That's true. She's now the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
She's how old is she, you ask?
How old is she?
She's so old. She only remembers three of the commandments. Good for her. Good for her boyfriend.
Oh.
Anyway, the woman, the woman that died, she had a very good run.
Of course she
I
did.
Bet until about 25 years ago.
Yeah, now it's been more of a slow walk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, did she die of natural causes?
And I had 119.
Yeah, I think she died. Yeah.
Syphilis.
I don't know if it was
a train wreck.
Syphilis. Thank you, Willie.
No, I mean, follow the money. I mean, whoever's the oldest person now is who killed her.
Yeah.
Me and Roosevelt did over the hand, over the pants stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Which Roosevelt?
Both.
Teddy.
And Eleanor.
Teddy and Frank and Eleanor and all the Roosevelts.
Ooh.
Well, God bless her, 119.
Man.
Yeah, that's quite a run.
50 years longer than I'll live.
I think that.
Stupid world record.
Oh, I got to die on.
We got another one.
And 69, finally, right? No. It's the funniest age to
Who
die.
Who wants to live past 40?
Hey.
And finally, in sports. Oh, crap, he's 69. David Rush has reclaimed.
Yeah, my next meme-like funny birthday is when I turn 420. So I'm gonna savor this one.
David Rush, in a continuing effort to disown his family, has reclaimed the Guinness World Record for the longest chainsaw chin balance.
But see, this is fraudulent.
Why?
It wasn't running.
Not running?
The chainsaw's not running.
Yeah,
oh, fraudulent. Yeah, that's not real.
After, as my mother would say, breaking the record twice. David's last successful attempt was beaten by a time of 20 minutes. Some would say shattered. This time, David managed to balance a chainsaw on his chin for a total of 37 minutes, 56 seconds to grab back the title.
All right.
Did you see the video?
Nope.
Honestly, though, I know it's not running, but is it blade on chin or is
no.
it it's motor?
On chin. Yeah. Yeah,
motor.
It's the easy part.
When
to
it's
balance.
Over, his wife said,
"How big was it?"
I would have thought.
Well, it's a chainsaw, but his wife said afterwards, "Hey, can you go take care of those branches?" And by the way, I'd like to introduce you to your children.
it's an electric. Those electric chainsaws. I think badasses.
When you balance something, don't you want the heavier part higher up?
No,
to me, it's easier to balance.
No, a heavier part would be on the base.
No, if you balance like a pool cue,
well, you're wrong.
You want the heavy part
thick
up
part?
Top.
No,
you guys are no. It's easier.
Can you balance a pool cue?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long?
This is on your finger, by the way, not from your anus.
How long?
Well, now you're asking the impossible.
Oh, my
That's
God.
How you get a good base. You shove it up your ass.
I like them to twist it in like they're putting English on the stick.
Get a little chuck on it.
Yeah.
Are you a good pool player?
And I'm okay.
Tell me I'm Minnesota.
But I'm telling you, I've balanced the pool cue better when the heavy part's up top.
I would agree with you on that.
I don't believe it.
It says the record here for the longest running chainsaw balance, again, running chainsaw is 12 seconds.
Held That's by, how long it took to get
it's
through him.
Held by Mike No Nose Johnson.
Mike the Chinless Wonder.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.